Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I take blessings from my spiritual master, Prabhupada, and all senior Vaishnavas, and with all of his blessings, I want to speak to you all. Nashatusmat manusheshu kashin me priyakrittama bhavitana atame tasmat anya priyataro bhuvi. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that whoever preaches his glories, he is most dear to him. Recently, I was hearing the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to Varanasi by the request of Vallabha Bhattacharya. And then, seeing the scholars and Mayavadis in Varanasi, Lord Chaitanya feels, I have got so many fruits to distribute to everyone, but in this place, I feel that no one is ready to accept these fruits. So I think I have to again carry all these fruits back. But now I am ready to give all fruits without any price or consideration. So he said to his associates, now you also help to distribute these fruits. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, with the same compassion, distributed these fruits without any consideration. And following in his footsteps, his followers are also distributed these fruits without any consideration and qualification. So it is due to compassion and greatness of the distributors that somehow I received one fruit from my spiritual master without having any personal qualification. Mercifully, he gave me that fruit. And he gave me so much facility and opportunity to distribute these fruits to others. So I am grateful to Guru Maharaj and Prabhupada that they gave me this chance to participate in distributing these fruits. Once I had gone to New Bombay, Vashi, for book distribution with the bus party. And in the afternoon, we went to one devotee house for prasadam. In that family, everyone was chanting except the father of those devotee children. Many devotees, family members, had tried to make him chant, but somehow he didn't take it seriously because he was a scientist. After prasad, I just began preaching to the father and I told him that when we sleep, we put alarm to wake us up. This is because only our ears are alert and working, and all the other senses are sleeping. Similarly, if a snake bites a person, he can be brought to consciousness by chanting some mantras. So in the material world, everyone is bitten by Maya, and only the holy names can awaken us from the sleeping stage. So I requested him to please chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And by Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj's mercy, somehow those words went to his heart. And now he is chanting 60 rounds and all the family members are very happy. So in this way, Maharaj and Prabhupada, they gave me an opportunity to preach and distribute their mercy to serve so many people. And at this moment of my life, so many devotees and Krishna are inspiring me and allowing me to preach. And so, at the last moment of my life, I am not a good orator or a good speaker. But in my broken words, I am trying to share some of my thoughts and realizations. As Brahmaji says in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tathenukampam susumikshamano bhunjano eva atmakrutam vipagam chudva vapurvir vidram namaste jivetayo maktipade sadayabhat. So, a devotee of Lord in all conditions, he remains grateful to the Lord, and with his folded hands, he glorifies and remains grateful to the Lord. He considers all sufferings as a result of his past misdeeds. And Krishna is giving only a token of his reaction. Now I feel how much Krishna loves an insignificant soul like me. And he is controlling everything. As we all know, Krishna is controller and the doer. My cancer is spreading everywhere. In the bones, liver, spine, and my lower part of body is not working. Still, how much Krishna cares and carefully giving his mercy. He has somehow kept the consciousness, the brain, untouched by the cancer cells. Because I feel till my last breath, I can have the facility to hear and chant. So what more can I expect from the Lord? The Lord is caring and showing his mercy in this way. So I am feeling very happy and grateful to the Lord. As Shyamanand Prabhu always gives one example. In Indian marriages, they always take group photos with the marriage couple. So the parents and relatives tell the bride, now this is the time to cry, and this photo should be there in the album. She started arguing, I will not cry. Why shall I cry? I know this person and I was longing to have his company. So this is the most pleasurable and happiest moment of my life. In the same way, my relatives, non-devotee friends and nurses in the VRC hospital Hinduja Hospital, etc. They were feeling, why this person is not crying? He should be crying. He should be morose. One sister came and told me that in the beginning they were thinking, why this is happening to him? He is a devotee and yet this is happening to him. But after a few days, when they observed that I am not at all crying or afraid or disturbed, and I was blissful, they felt that this person is having something. Then they started appreciating. Even the Christian masses were inspired that this person has faith in Lord and is happy and is special person. And I was thinking, why should I cry? I know where I am going. I desire for this condition of disease. And Krishna fulfilled my desire. So I feel happy and blissful that Krishna heard my prayers and has given me the facility to intensely remember him and take his exclusive shelter. And our Guru Maharaj is happy and he is proud of me. So I feel that what I have achieved, everything in my life, and now no more desires. Now I have no more desires. Krishna has fulfilled my desires. Even the desire for sense gratification also. And now he has made me free from all desires. So I am waiting for that moment and that day that when I will be free from this body and get another body to share and assist in the mission of my Guru Maharaj. Because Guru and Krishna will be most happy when eternally I will have this desire of unmotivated and uninterrupted service and imbibe the qualities of great acharyas and follow in their footsteps. As Prahlad Maharaj prayed to Narasimhadev, let me remain eternally in this world as long as all the conditioned souls go back to spiritual world. Similarly, Vasudeva Datta wanted to check all the sinful karmas of all living entities and suffer perpetually for every living being. Jesus Christ, Haridas Thakur, Srila Prabhupada showed their compassion, and my Guru Maharaj is also following in their footsteps. So I just want to follow my Guru Maharaj's footsteps and for eternity assist him in the service of his Guru Maharaj. When I was away from the service of my Guru Maharaj and I was distressed, I was thinking it this way. You may laugh at me or consider me a fool, but I had a strong desire and goal of my life that I can preach to young boys and offer 108 brahmacharis and distribute 108 Srimad Bhagavatam sets. 1008 Srimad Bhagavatam says, and 100,000 Bhagavad Gitas for the pleasure of Guru Maharaj. For the pleasure of Guru Maharaj, I wanted to construct a nice temple, protect cows, stop abortion, and preserve the sanctity of holy places. Because I had received so much, one who receives more, much is expected. I was always feeling like that. Now I want to give a humble message to all brahmacharis, congregation, God brother and God sister. Please, we should have complete faith in spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, and Radha Gopinath. Please do not worry about what will happen to us in future. What will happen to me in the future? Guru and Krishna are so merciful. Once we take the shelter till the end of our life, they will always be with us, helping and caring. And you can see this in my own example. And insignificant service to Guru Maharaj. I did an insignificant service to my Guru Maharaj, and he allowed me to serve Krishna. And now you can see at the present moment, till the last breath, my spiritual master and devotees are taking care in the topmost way. Even the wealthiest person may not have the fortune of receiving such love, care, and concern. I am receiving that due to Guru Maharaj and Vaishnava's mercy. My heart is filled with all emotions and grateful attitude. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Neha Vikrama Nashakti Satyavayona Vityate Svalpam Apasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahatobhaya. Any little service done to Krishna is eternally remembered by Krishna. And that service will protect us, protect one from all the greatest fear of life. So, I request all brahmacharis and all God brothers and God sisters, please take shelter of Guru and Krishna. Without doubting what will happen in future. Maharaj said in Rameshwaram that Lord Ramchandra says that anyone who comes to me and says, oh my Lord, from this day on, I am yours. The Lord will protect and give shelter eternity. Only because of my Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, I have no fear or doubt of the future. I have no fear or doubt of the future. Whatever will happen, I am surrendering to that, and Guru and Krishna will be happy. With that, I emphatically say that Guru and Krishna will be happy and pleased. As servant of you all, I am just revealing my mind. Thank you for your love and care. Hare Krishna.